Track 12. And now we come to this week's feature item, and it's one taken from the Mid Devon Advertiser concerning Shalden Zoo. Shalden Zoo offers hope for endangered Vietnamese civet. In the heart of the Vietnamese jungle lives an elusive but astonishing animal known as the Austin civet. This curious yet endangered animal can only be seen in the jungles of Vietnam, Laos, and southern China. Failing that, you can see them at Shalden Zoo, one of only three zoos outside Vietnam that keep them. Over the past 20 years, Shalden Zoo has been working closely with a Vietnamese charity called Save Vietnam's Wildlife to protect Austin civets and try to boost their dwindling numbers. Towards the end of last year, Zach Scholl, the director of Shalden Zoo and the European Breeding Programme coordinator for Austin civets, went out to Phu Mat National Park to help in the struggle to keep this astonishing creature in the wild. "They kind of look like they were drawn by a child," said Zach. "Kind of like a furry dinosaur. They also are nocturnal, so not always the greatest animal to show at a zoo." As the breeding program coordinator for Austin civets, Zach works closely with the two other zoos that house them, both in England. But he also collaborates closely with Vietnam's breeding programs as well. Zach said, "I essentially look at the population, who's related to who, which animal would be a good genetic match, and make recommendations to move these animals to and from different zoos. We are essentially a matchmaking service." Shalden Zoo first started spearheading the conservation program for Austin civets 20 years ago when Stuart Muir, the zoo's founder, responded to a call for help from Save Vietnam's Wildlife. Zach explained, "Shalden Zoo has always liked to work with small-scale projects and lesser-known species. We aren't big enough to have the lions and tigers, but smaller, lesser-known species need our help as well, and Shalden can offer that. Considered an endangered animal, Austin civets have all but disappeared from Vietnam's lowlands and now primarily inhabit more mountainous and inaccessible areas of the country. The main threats to civets are deforestation, being caught and sold into the pet trade, and being snared accidentally by people trying to catch food, such as deer. Alongside working hard on a European breeding programme, Zach went out to work directly with Save Vietnam's Wildlife at the end of last month. Zach explained, "Emails are great, but there's nothing like actually going around, sitting around a table and working together directly. It re-energises and re-enthuses everybody. My day-to-day involvement included going to rescue centres, sharing knowledge and working with the staff. I met Tai, who is the director of Save Vietnam's Wildlife, and discussed our conservation work. I met with their head keeper and rescue team that are working with the rescued civets. I watched some of their veterinary procedures with the vet team as well. We were very fortunate in that we went late one night to watch some of the night feeds. It was really all about knowledge sharing." The entire time, Zach was struck by the hospitality of everyone he worked with. The highlight, except for the civets themselves, were the people. They were all so hospitable, so welcoming. They wanted to show us Vietnam. They wanted to show us the best time. One of the nights we went out for dinner and Tai was there and made sure that he ordered every dish that would show off Vietnam. Save Vietnam's Wildlife have big plans for the future of civets and Shalden Zoo, plans to play a critical role in realising his plans. Zach said, "Save Vietnam's Wildlife has started building a conservation breeding centre, aiming to house and breed Austin civets and then release the offspring back to the wild. We are collaborating on that with them through funding and through awareness raising. We are also investigating the possibility of maybe sending some of the animals from Europe to join that breeding program in Vietnam, and we are continuing to do huge amounts of research to further understand Houston civets. If we're going to be breeding these animals to release them to the wild, we need to nail that breeding process. We have the experts and the technology here in the West, which means we can develop all these protocols, test all these things, and then share that knowledge with the conservationists in Vietnam. I'm hopefully going to go out again, maybe in 3 or 4 years' time, to just continue this project moving forward and keep doing our bit to save the species. And there is a photograph of these dear little Houston civets. They're very difficult to describe. I think the best thing is what he said, a furry dinosaur with a very pointed nose.